Law is Mario Contreras. How can I help you?
Hi, Mario. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think Ivan was trying to transfer the call, and he was having trouble, so I told him I would just call you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I talked to my wife, and she decides to go ahead and cancel.
Okay. So I need to give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for that amount, because come October 16th, it will reoccur to 258.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can pay, you know, settle that and then cancel. Although you're getting phenomenal results from this, how come your wife's wanting to cancel it?
I think she's going to get something else. The same thing, it's a local company. I mean, you guys everywhere now.
Okay, I just want to give you a heads up that once this cancels, it's going to dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google is going to unravel. The site will come down, and all 60 directories that you're on will deactivate. And just to give you an idea of the magnitude, is in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 20,365 times, and you've had 1,766 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm curious, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Normally it's just referrals.
Yeah. Typically, a referral will call you directly. They're not going to type in roofer in Google and find you that way. So Google's tracking the people that are actually finding you from keyword searches, and you're getting a ton of activity from that. In addition to that, there's 203 leads on the dashboard that came in through the contact form on your site. The most recent one was a couple weeks ago. Her name was Debbie Poole on 2500 North 60th Avenue. She said that she was scheduling someone to come out and do an estimate for roof updating. Prior to that, there was a Walter 646 Wright Street in Santa Rosa. He wanted to get estimates for a roof replacement on his home. Janice Carpenter, 833 Carly Road. So every time someone finds you on Google, most people are going to call you right away and just, you know, schedule it outright. But every now and then, there's, you know, people that can't call you right away because they're at work or they're with family. So they plug their information into the contact form on your site, and that's where these leads are coming from.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but for that final payment of $129, is it going to be a different credit card then?
Yeah, I do have a different. My wife gave it to me. So.
Okay. So let's update it for you, Mario. Is it still the same billing address on Hohen Avenue?
Yeah, everything's the same. Yeah.
Okay, everything's the same. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Is it 4733-4220-7421-9512?
Okay, expiration?
826.
826. And then the code on the back?
739.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. Okay, that one worked. So I just want to ask you, have you seen the site that we built for you?
Yeah, my wife does, though. Why don't you just leave it like it is, though? Just keep the information
open
on the card. Yeah.
Okay,
just leave it.
Yeah.
I'll send you an email that says login credentials to advanced reporting, just so that when your wife gets a chance, she can go on and she can look at the dashboard, because it's very impressive. I think she's going to be pleasantly surprised. On your login, the password is blank, which means at some point you had reset it. If you think you know what it is, I'll just send her the email with the username. But if you think you might not know what the password is, I can set a temporary one, and then that way she can use that to get in. And then once she gets in, she can change it to whatever she wants.
Okay. Yeah, I want you to go ahead and do that.
Okay, so I'll do that. I'll set a temporary password, and then I'll send you the email so that way, you know, she can see the results in real time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for taking care of that, Mario, and have a really great rest of your evening, too.
All righty. Thank you. So you're not going to cancel anything for now, right?
I won't cancel it for now. No, I'll keep it open. Matter of fact, I'm going to upgrade you to a better website, because you've been with us for 9 years. You're a loyalty client. We have a, what's called a custom web design or a My Site. Those typically sell for $2,500 up front, but I can include that for you. So, because the site that you have is one of our basic landing pages, but you've been with us for so long, we can go in there and spoof that up for you. So I'm going to send the message over to that department, and they'll get that up and running for you within the next, you know, 1 to 5 business days. And then when your wife gets on the dashboard, if there's anything special that she wants to put on the site, like let's say she has a new logo or some cool before and after photos or anything like that, she can go on the dashboard and just click on business info at the top, and she can upload that information, and it'll go straight to the technicians.
Alrighty.
Okay. All right. So it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'll get that going for you, Mario. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week too. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for calling me back.
Of course. No problem. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.